I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Chinese government refused to return 300 Bibles they confiscated from a Vision Beyond Borders team. The team waited a while to no avail to get the Bibles back. Bibles sell for 6 months to a year's salary on the black market, so the team had planned to give them to the churches. It's believed that 40 people come to Christ for every Bible distributed. Diane Romaine says,
I think this portrays the heart of the government, that they want an image that says that they have religious freedom, but in all practice, whenever you try to practice that religious freedom, it's not there.
Next, a WorldServe Ministries team just visited a pastor and his ministry in Ethiopia. The pastor shared about a one-legged church planter who'd preached the gospel to rural villages hostile to Christianity. One villager, armed with an AK-47, stormed the area where the church planter was. Instead of killing him, though, he wound up accepting Christ. The pastor then revealed that he was the man who had threatened the church planter. God's transformed him, and he now oversees 11 newly planted churches in Ethiopia. And Buckner International is collaborating to assist people living in overwhelming need in border towns in Mexico and Arizona. U.S. churches will learn to reach out to the Hispanic culture at their doorstep. Some churches will work in orphanages and community centers, while others will be teaching people valuable job skills. Dexton Shore says ultimately they want to
give them the real hope that they're searching for. But unless we are willing to meet them where they are and understand the needs that they have and minister to those needs in Jesus' name, the gospel is irrelevant to most of them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.